This is WMUK's West Southwest Brief. I'm Gordon Evans. Immigration was one of the major issues of the 2016 election, and the debate continues ahead of another presidential election next year. A book released last year includes several perspectives on immigration from economists. The Human and Economic Implications of 21st Century Immigration Policy is published by the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research. Western Michigan University economics professor Susan Pozo is the book's editor. She wrote a dedication to immigrants that reads, "In honor of your many achievements and in sympathy for the sacrifices that come from leaving your home to offer your talents in a new country."
And I admire that. I've known a lot of people who have made many sacrifices, and I really do admire they've made sacrifices that have made my life the wonderful life that I have today.
Susan Pozo is also the director of Global and International Studies at Western Michigan University. A version of this interview first aired in January. How did this book come about?
Well, there was a lot of talk about immigration policy that was going around at about the time that the Department of Economics was looking for individuals to possibly run a series. And this is my area of expertise. It's my area of research currently. I've been looking at immigration policy. And I said, well, the time is ripe to invite prominent economists to campus to talk to us about this and to help us sort through all of the complicated issues that surround immigration policy.
The book is a compilation of presentations by economists at Western Michigan University during the 2016-17 academic year. But immigration has been an issue before. In fact, Pozo says she organized a speaker series about immigration early in her career at Western during the 1980s. And one of the things you tell us in this opening chapter is that the tone of the debate in the 1980s was quite different from the tone of the debate now. How so?
Night and day. It was very, very different. Then there was real economic discourse, I think. Individuals were going about using economic modeling to really assess the implications of a policy that would be implemented, or if not implemented, what would happen. And it was serious economic research that was being played out in the field and to the public. And today, there is, of course, a lot of serious economic and policy research that is taking place, but it just doesn't get the play that it got back then.
Immigration was a major theme of President Trump's campaign in 2016.
I would build a great wall, and nobody builds walls better than me, believe me. And I'll build them very inexpensively.
Western Michigan University economics professor Susan Pozo says immigration from Mexico has declined. Factors include the recession in 2008 and 2009.
Many of the undocumented immigrants were of Mexican origin, but what happened is that Mexico ended up prospering, and that also there was a demographic change in birth rates in Mexico and so forth. And all of those factors ended up actually reducing the push of poor individuals from Mexico to the United States.
Is part of that that there's greater security and a greater effort to enforce immigration laws and maybe more deportation?
There certainly is more deportation. You know, depending on who is deported, you may have incentives to remigrate. Individuals who are deported and their children are left in the United States have great incentives to return to the United States, however they can.
Pozo says increased border enforcement has also meant less of what is called short-term migration.
And that reduction in circular migration, cause some people, yes, to basically decide not to come anymore, to stay in Mexico, and others to stay in the United States and not return home.
Become more entrenched here.
Become more entrenched, become permanent immigrants.
The book, The Human and Economic Implications of 21st Century Immigration Policy, edited by Western Michigan University economics professor Susan Pozo, also includes chapters on immigration and poverty, the cost of heightened security, and the relationship between debates over immigration and trade.
Are there things which are difficult to really study as an economist about immigration? Because in some cases we're talking about, as you say, people who are undocumented. Is getting data on those sort of things sometimes difficult?
Oh, we're very resourceful. Economists are very resourceful, and we have ways of getting that information. It's not perfect, and we continue to work on it, but we have made tremendous progress on that. And we do happen to actually know a lot about undocumented immigrants. We do happen to know. We are able to get information. We are able to produce high-quality work in that area. We have our ways, you know, just like any type of undocumented migration, illegal flows, you know, of other sorts, illegal activity in general, leave traces in the economy, and we're able to pick up on those traces. And there are other ways that we can, that we are able to sift through the data and get information.
You tell us in the chapter you wrote that it's important to look at research and be careful about basing policy based on anecdotal evidence. At the same time, is it possible that immigration is a net positive and maybe a substantial net positive for the United States economy, and yet we could find some individual stories where someone is worse off economically because of immigration?
There's no doubt about that. It's just like any, when we have progress in any way, if we look at history and you look at the, you know, jobs that were destroyed as a result of technological innovation, does make some individuals worse off. And the question is, okay, well, shall we, you know, okay, let's outlaw electricity and let's continue to work with candles. Of course, there are people who are going to be worse off. And we as a country, what we need to do is we need to band together, we need to get together, and we need to help redistribute the gains that go to the winners to the losers. But there seems to be, in some respects, you know, reluctance to do that in this country. You know, say, okay, we're all going to raise ourselves through our own bootstraps.
Susan Pozo is the editor of The Human and Economic Implications of 21st Century Immigration Policy. She's also a professor of economics and director of global and international studies at Western Michigan University. Susan Pozo, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
The book, The Human and Economic Implications of 21st Century Immigration Policy, is published by the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research. A version of the interview first aired in January. In our full interview with Susan Pozo, we also discuss a chapter in the book on how immigrants assimilate and whether it changes from one generation to the next, something that Pozo says she understands personally.
People look at me all the time and they say, oh, well, you know, you're not Hispanic, you're not Latina. And I said, but yes, I am. I am the child of Latin American immigrants.
The full interview is in WMUK's West Southwest podcast, available at WMUK.org and through our app. You can subscribe through Apple Podcasts and by searching podcasts in Google Music. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.